When young people turn away from newspapers for news, one of the main places they're turning to is the internet. That actually offers a ray of hope for the newspaper business in the form of the online advertising Scott just mentioned. While traditional ad revenue putters along in print editions, newspaper websites are bringing in money at a faster and faster clip. The question, will it be fast enough to turn around a struggling industry? NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
A new study by the Project for Excellence in Journalism says that online ad revenues grew by 30% to 60% at publicly owned newspapers last year. Tom Rosensteel, who oversees the project, says that growth is great for newspapers. But right now, it's not nearly enough to offset the slump in print advertising or the steady loss in circulation.
We know that the audience of the future for news is going to be online. The question is, will online ever make enough money to subsidize journalism at the level that we've come to think of it as Americans, to cover the waterfront, to subsidize enough reporters to really understand what's going on in a community at the city council and everywhere else?
By most accounts, it has a long way to go. While internet revenue is growing, it's still just 5% of newspapers' overall ad revenue. Florida's Poynter Institute, a journalism think tank, says that online revenue will not surpass print revenue until the year 2018. And that's an optimistic view. By then, Rosensteel says, newspapers may have cut too much staff to produce consistent, quality journalism.
The newsrooms that are providing the content there may already have shrunk so much that they'll never build back up.
Rosensteel says it's hard to build up earnings on the internet because advertising there is more targeted and individual rates are much lower. Wall Street analysts say the web generates no more than 33 cents of ad revenue for every dollar that's lost in print. But Gary Pruitt, the head of the McClatchy newspaper company, is more optimistic. He said this in a conference call yesterday about his company's purchase of the newspaper chain Knight Ridder.
Print will continue to be a strong piece, but online will be growing much more quickly. And it wouldn't surprise me that in 5 years, if online classified revenues come pretty darn close to the print classified revenues.
Even as McClatchy and other newspaper companies grow online, they're certain to face more competition. In recent years, Craigslist, the no-frills community advertising site, has taken away many newspaper classified customers. Rafat Ali runs paidcontent.org, which covers the business of internet media.
The whole fact of the internet is that you will get undercut by another low-cost, more niche competitor. And the media companies will probably have to learn to live with all the flux. And it's going to be crazy, but that's just how the world is.
Ali says internet advertising will never make up for the loss of revenue in print editions. He thinks newspapers will still be around in the coming years, but the companies that publish them will become much smaller. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.